What just happened? No, keep it going. Keep it going.
Temper. Tangent. Podcast. This is what this is. What's up, everybody?
Hey, it's a Sunday afternoon.
It's a Sunday. We're not used to podcasting on a Sunday.
Jason's a little busy boy, so we got to push it back a day.
Busy boy. Shout out to the homies, Tanner, Christian, Jack. If you're listening to this, I love you boys.
Yeah. They probably
and
just,
Kayla.
They probably just all high five together right now. They're just like, yes.
If they're listening to
you
it.
You just mentioned us. Awesome.
All right.
Dude, Sunday naps, the more I go without them, the more I realize how essential they are.
They really are.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but your body literally begs for a Sunday nap on Sunday.
Instead of taking a nap, I just chugged a cup of coffee. So I'm feeling good, but I'm going to crash here in like an hour.
Yeah. I don't know. Especially after eating lunch too, dude. It's like your body's just like, dude, you've had enough.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
All right, let's go.
One thing I've definitely noticed is like the older you get, like you get more tired after you eat. Isn't that weird?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, dude.
It's the worst.
That's how I know I'm getting
old. I want to do is freaking eat, man. I don't want to be tired all the time.
Oh, yeah, we can tell.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm like 400 pounds covered in tattoos, 5'4". Yeah,
you keep getting heavier the more we talk about the podcast.
All right. So what is this? Season
this
two?
This is season two, episode two.
Whole season things. What up with that? What's up with the whole season?
It's cool. Okay, I think it's cool.
Yeah, sure.
It's March 28th.
Are we popular enough to have seasons?
No. We're just able to do it, so we're going to do it.
Whatever. Okay, season two, episode two. Here we are. It's just the originals. Jason and Isaac, one-on-one action.
Temper on tangent.
Temper on tangent action. So, buddy, let's start this off with a segment.
Okay, you got a game to play?
I do. We're gonna play the classic game of Would You Rather.
Ooh.
These are all 100%. Random. Don't try to peek. Okay. What are you trying to peek at that?
He's got a list of them. He's not letting me see them.
No, yeah. I want pure unadulterated Jason on every single answer.
Okay.
So that's what the people want. Unadulterated Jason.
Oh man.
Let me tell you, it's fantastic.
That's weird.
But I'm pulling these 100% from the internet. I haven't read them. You haven't read them. We're going to get our genuine thoughts on these Would You Rather questions. Hopefully it's going to be a fun time.
Okay.
And we'll just see how long this goes. And if this ends up being the whole podcast, then it ends up being the whole podcast.
Sure.
We'll just see where this takes us.
All right. Go for it. Start. I'm ready.
First off, do you remember playing Would You Rather? Like, have you ever played Would You Rather like in the past?
Oh, yeah. Of course. That and $1 million, but it's some of my favorite things.
Like,
when I'm bored.
$1 million, but.
Or on road trips, just talking about them are really funny. I mean, $1 million, but specifically something that... I've done a lot. It's really funny because we come up with the most ridiculous stuff. But
yeah. Okay, let's start it off. I already asked you the first question, so we're gonna skip that one. I don't want to ask that one. It was about aliens.
Stupid, yeah, he asked me aliens. One right before we started, before our pre-podcast stretching.
Yeah,
he asked me one of the questions.
Our temper tangent yoga session that ended with a high five. It was glorious.
It was weird.
All right, so question one. Here we go.
Okay,
you ready, buddy? Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
That is so hard. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Think about
way.
The scenarios.
I'm thinking of work.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't do much in life if you can't do any of those things.
Those things honestly kind of come hand in hand.
They do. Okay. I feel like I would rather... not know how to read, because if I'm still able to speak, then I could do like many, many things. I would just have to relearn how to read.
I mean, isn't that Floyd Mayweather? Doesn't he not know how to read? All he knows how to punch.
He's illiterate.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. No, like genuinely illiterate.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be learning now.
Probably.
I don't know. He's got so much money. Doesn't
so
matter.
Much money. He doesn't need to read. He doesn't need to see.
No, he just needs to punch.
He literally have somebody just carry him around with all that money that he has.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay. So I'm thinking, I don't know why I thought of this as soon as I asked this question, but like, imagine walking into like a McDonald's and you can't speak.
You would have to.
So like you're either, and I've actually had this happen to me before, like people who are mute.
I've had a McDonald's drive-thru experience.
No. So background, I used to work for In-N-Out Burger, right?
Yeah.
I've had people who were mute come in, but I didn't know sign language or anything like that. And then you know, just being honest, like they can't speak very well. And a lot of the times it comes across as like guttural noises or like mumbling.
Right.
Sometimes people can make the words, like it depends on like how severe, I guess, the muteness is or deaf or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's very uncomfortable.
So they just came in and they tried to order.
Yeah. And then it's just like a bunch of pointing and like, right. And like, when someone's trying to point at something, I don't know, like, you know, like when you're like with somebody and you're like, you're pointing like, oh my gosh, look at that. And they're like looking in the wrong direction and like, no, look this way. No, look that way. It's like, you don't really know what they're pointing at.
Right.
Okay. But on the flip side, if you don't know how to read and you walk into a McDonald's,
so you just kind of walk in and you're just like, oh, I want that one.
If you didn't have,
I mean, you could speak
prior. If you didn't have prior knowledge of what McDonald's had.
Okay. But I mean, if we're putting it into present day right now, it's like, we would be able to talk how we normally would, but we wouldn't be able to read. So it's like, yeah, I want that.
I don't read anyways. Just being honest, like I don't think I've picked up a book in probably last 2 years.
What happened with that mute person? You just like tried to figure out what they were pointing to and then you got them that?
Oh, we fell in love.
Oh.
It was love at first sight.
How rude of them to walk in and assume that you knew sign language.
No, that's not what I was trying to say.
And how rude of them to walk in and try to actually get
how
food.
Rude of them for being hungry. How rude of them for wanting just general to act like a normal person, you know?
Oh my gosh. The
audacity. Anyways, if you're... Okay, never mind. I'm just going to stop talking here.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
I would totally do reading.
Not being able
like
to
not
read.
Being able to read. Yeah,
yeah. I would rather be able to speak rather than read.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Okay, moving on. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or be 20 minutes early?
Okay. One thing I've realized about life is that being 10 minutes late is actually super common. Like jobs even have like an unspoken like 10 minute late rule, and like people tend to show up late anyway. It's why being fashionably late is a thing, right?
Right.
I'm already 10 minutes late to everything.
No, that is an understatement. You're 20, 30 minutes
late.
That is
not true.
Oh yeah. All
to what?
Everything.
You're just saying that.
Unless you're with me.
It's not true.
If you're with me, we're on time. But when you're by yourself or with other people, you're never on time.
No. I don't believe you.
Okay, well.
Well.
Figure it out.
Maybe. You might be right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to think of specifics.
Okay, so for me, I live, I guess this is from high school football, I guess. The motto I live by is, if you're early, you're on time, and if you're on time, you're late.
That's a very common saying.
Mm-hmm. I am a very punctual person. Like I cannot stand when people are late, or
really?
I cannot stand when I am about to be late. Like it stresses me the frick out.
Okay, I'm totally okay with being late. Because this is how I got to see it. It's like, if I'm going somewhere, probably the people who I like aren't there yet. So, you know what? Let me just wait until I get there. Or like, I don't care that much to come to this. So let me just show up like
yeah,
a
that's
bit
so
late.
True. Because like you're at a party, you're like the first people there. And then you're talking to the people like that are always the people who, okay. Yeah.
I don't know about to say the people who are always early tend to be people that you don't want to talk to.
That you don't want to talk to.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, except for me.
I feel that.
If you want to talk to me, that's cool. Like,
so
I'm
you're
cool
one
guy.
Of those people.
Yeah. I'm always early, but I'm the type of guy that pulls up to the party with things.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually helping the party get early. You know?
You know what? You are right. I'm now thinking of so many times where I pulled up somewhere and you're already there. I'm like, oh, what's up, Isaac?
Yeah.
Wait, no. You were late to a lot of stuff.
Like?
You were late to my graduation party.
That's because I had to work.
Oh, yeah. Isaac has these really weird work hours.
Yeah, 12 to 9. Or
that
whatever.
Sucks.
Yeah, night shift.
Anyway.
Who cares?
I would rather, well.
You're already 10 minutes late, so.
Yeah, I might as well just do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll say the same to mine, 20.
It would probably be more beneficial to be early, honestly, yeah, for anything.
For
but,
sure.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be 10 minutes late to a job interview.
No.
That would be terrible.
Yeah. I think I was 30 minutes early to my job interview.
Oh, yeah. I tend to ballpark like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a job interview.
All right, moving on. Next one. Hope these are getting better. Would you rather have one real get out of jail free card or a key that opens any door?
Definitely a key that opens any door, because I don't do anything illegal besides speeding.
Okay, but and evading arrest. But with that jail out of free, but with this jail get out of jail free card, you could potentially do something illegal.
Okay, but even if
you're telling me that there's not one thing, there's not that one thing that you want to do that's illegal.
No, I don't really have the desire to do anything illegal. Like, what would I do? Rob a bank? Even if I get arrested, they're going to take the money away. So what's the point? All right. Hey, I'm trying to think.
But you could get out of jail free. Like, there's no way. Like, it's basically a pass to do whatever the frick you want.
But what would I want to do? Like, break into Walmart after hours?
Like, you could do something extremely stupid.
Like what?
I don't know. What do you think is stupid that you
take
would
take a dump
do?
In the Oval Office?
There you go.
I don't dude. Know.
Just plop a steamer right on the desk.
Take that, America.
Yeah, and then just be like, get out of jail free card.
I get a free pass. Oh, man. My name would forever be tainted as the Oval Dumper.
The Oval Pooper.
The Office.
No.
Steamer.
Okay. Oh. Gross.
Okay. No. Okay. So there's nothing I would want to do. Sorry, I'm laughing at that. Oh my gosh, so immature. There's nothing I would want to do that's illegal. I don't have the desire to do anything illegal.
I would probably.
What would you do then?
What would I do?
Yeah, if you had a get out of jail free card, what would you do?
I would probably steal something.
Like what?
Probably like a really fancy car. Like a really like
Grand Theft Auto,
get out of jail free, you know. Just steal it, go for a ride.
And then you're done.
And then I'm done.
I mean, it would be fun to do something stupid.
Maybe. Okay, but moving on to the key. Dude,
a key that opens any door? How convenient is that?
That's literally the skeleton key from Skyrim.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously.
Oh, dang it. I left my keys inside my car. Just open it. You'll never have that problem again.
Okay, you're thinking of more of that in like a functional way. My brain
I'm a functional person.
My you're so functional. I love that about you.
Anyway,
what I'm thinking of is like, you know, when you're like walking downtown or something like that and like I wonder where this door goes. Or like what is this door to?
Oh yeah.
And then you just pull out a key and you just open it and it could be anything, you know? Or what if you're in like some sort of situation to where like somebody's trying to kill you?
Mm. And you need to get into a door.
You literally just need to get into any door you want to.
Huh.
Or
you could pretty much do anything. It's like go to NORAD in Colorado and walk in through the front door.
Yeah, honestly, that's literally like a super trait.
Yeah.
I have a key that unlocks anything.
I would probably do that, honestly.
The next Avenger. Key man.
Key dude.
Key
dude and office steamer.
Oh my gosh.
The perfect duo.
No. No.
All right. I would do the key.
Yeah, same. I would do the key. All right. Let me just randomly throw through here.
He's scrolling.
Okay. Would you rather have all of your clothes fit perfectly or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence? This is a good one.
Well, a funny way to look at this is like either or, like if you were to take the comfortable pillow, all of your clothes would barely not fit perfectly. That would be really funny.
No. Okay.
I feel like it's easier to find clothes that just fit rather than I don't know. We spend so much time in bed.
No, yeah. Yeah, we do. I feel like I have been deprived of having a comfortable sleeping arrangement for a very long time.
Isn't that your own fault?
Yes, but like for some reason, I just don't feel super comfortable in my bed all the time.
Hmm.
And I honestly want the people describe it as like this pure bliss of when they get in the bed and they're just like, this bed is so amazing. Like, I want that feeling. I've never had that feeling before.
Hmm.
I'd probably get the bed because I'm a husky boy. My clothes already don't fit that well. Healthy relationship weight is what I have on right now.
Oh, man. I mean, my bed has never been like particular, like super comfortable, like ever, but I do feel that bliss after a long
day. You have a hotel bed.
I do have a hotel bed, straight up.
Jason's room is all of his stuff, and then literally like what is it, like a Hampton Inn bed?
No, not like that. It was cheap, okay?
Leave me alone. Right, yeah. Moving off on your own, you had to get something cheap.
Yep.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Would you rather suddenly be elected a senator or suddenly become a CEO of a major company? You won't have any more knowledge about how to do either job than you do right now.
That's awesome. Okay, so CEO or senator. I feel like I would do a lot of damage to the general public if they put me in a position of political power. Because yeah. I would not know the first thing. Like, if I became the senator of Texas, I would probably do something detrimental. And they're all looking to me to make a decision. I would rather ruin some corporation than ruin a state.
Who's to say you would ruin something?
I mean, I guess I could try hard. I mean, I would like to think I'm not an idiot. Like, I would be able to figure something out.
I mean, I feel like if I just suddenly became the CEO... First off, what CEO, you know, basically... What am I trying to say here? I can't freaking talk, man. It's that I'm without my Sunday nap. My brain isn't working. What I'm trying to say is, what would you be the CEO of? It depends on the company. Because like for you, what if you just randomly became the CEO of like Gibson or like Fender?
Oh, like a guitar company?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the thing about being an executive is that their main job is to provide answers to questions on a daily basis. And these are big questions. And your goal as an executive is to make these decisions, like one or two decisions a day. That's basically what you do. You have all these numbers in front of you, in like these situations in front of you, and you just say, yes, no, we do this, we do that, and you move the direction of the company. That's basically what a CEO does. Everyone else does the work to give you the numbers and does the work to bring the company to a position, but you're the guy that's saying to take it this direction or to take it this direction.
I have an easy solution for this. If you become a CEO of some random company, if people are asking you questions, follow that up with another question.
Just never get progress. They're like, no. What are we going to do? Our North market is on the decline and we need this vendor. Okay. Yes or no?
And then, okay, what do you think we should do about that? And then they give you an answer. And they're like, do you think that'll work? And they're just like, oh, I don't know. How would you make it work? Yada, yada. Make them come up with the answer so you never have to answer anything.
Yeah. Well, that could work. And then
that is how you make it. And then
you'll get paid that CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, that CEO.
And then they
salary.
Think you're some wise guru. And they just look up to you after that. And then you found your place of power.
Same thing with a senator. It's like, oh, Texas just had this ice storm. What are we going to do about our power grid? I don't know. What do you want to do about our power grid? Or I don't even really know what a senator does. They have to show up in D.C. a lot, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Who cares, really?
Okay, you know? Well, I'll do CEO then.
Okay, yeah, same. All right. Would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or giraffe?
Dude, that's obvious. Oh, well, they're both slow.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen a giraffe?
I've seen a donkey. I've never seen a giraffe
okay,
run.
Okay, you've never seen a giraffe run. You've
you
never
have?
Even seen a
have
video.
Have you been to a zoo? Those dudes do not have very much room.
Oh my gosh, man. Have you not seen the videos of like the people driving in the Serengeti and then like a giraffe starts chasing them?
No, that sounds
Dude,
terrifying.
It is absolutely terrifying. That's they're so just, awesome. I'm specifically remembering this video and I'm sure whoever's listening to this knows the video too. But it's like, I'm getting scared just talking about this. Like thinking of a giraffe chasing you down, dude. How long are their legs? Their legs are like what, like 9 or 10 feet?
I guess.
Wait, no, that can't be right.
Their necks.
Okay, yeah.
Not their legs.
Okay, their legs are at least as tall as I am. Six
sure.
feet. That's full blown giraffe. Imagine. Okay, if my legs were that big, obviously just by size. Walking, you would be faster because you're taking bigger strides.
Yeah, true.
These giraffes literally run like horses. Hmm. They're horses with long necks.
Okay, isn't it crazy how those creatures exist? Like, we love to think about, like, like, oh, unicorns or like these mystical creatures, but why? Look at a freaking giraffe. That's as mystical looking as it gets. This is like a horse, like freaking long necked thing. Like it looks
with
insane.
Two horns on the top of it.
Yeah,
like what the freak is that?
That's as weird and like fantastical as it gets. It's such a. It's weird how that thing exists.
There,
it's like a dinosaur. It's weird.
It literally is, man. No, okay, so a donkey. A donkey's just a standard mode of transportation. No. That's your Honda. But
but a giraffe
it's
a work, is like
it's the working class car. It's working class. But the giraffe is your,
like
your Lamborghini, your Ferrari. No, dude, those things are quick.
Okay.
And there's nothing more nightmare fuel than being chased
by a giraffe. Okay, well, now I'm picturing like I-35, me just trotting down on a giraffe. Like... I'm doing like the hand signal for my blinker. Like I'm holding my arm out.
Yeah. And then how are you riding it though? Like, are you on, is the saddle on the neck?
Or no,
is the
I'm literally I'm literally hugging the middle of his neck. Like my arms and legs are just gripping his neck.
Dude, like you're hanging on like of a tree trunk.
Yeah. Like a tree trunk. I'm grabbing it with all my limbs. I'm not riding like the base of its body. I'm just literally on its neck.
Like, oh, there goes Jason again. Hey, what's up, Bill?
What's up, everybody? Just trying to get to work. I would totally have the giraffe as my transportation.
Yeah.
And I will become the giraffe guy and I will make money off of it.
Dude, you know what that, okay. For some reason, and this is going to be a tangent off of this. The colony, the city that we were raised in, like mm-hmm. where we came up in, is home to many of those type of people.
Oh, yeah.
We have the duck lady.
We do. Have we talked about her?
We haven't talked about the duck lady. We have the parrot guy. Have you seen the parrot guy?
The parrot guy.
Okay,
no.
The parrot guy's dope. Because he literally has a parrot chained to his motorcycle. And he's riding his motorcycle down the street and his parrot's just flying next to him.
There's no way this guy's real.
I am so serious.
What?
I don't know if you can search him up or I don't know if he's newsworthy.
Okay, there's a few characters I've seen around the colony. And do you remember a few years back there was the colony creeper?
Oh my gosh. That was scary.
Okay, let's provide some context here. Let's start with the duck lady.
Okay.
So the duck lady is this woman. She passed away recently, actually.
Yeah. She was not mentally stable.
I don't know. I've ran into her a few times, and I've jogged next to her as she was riding her bike. Anyway, let me just explain what she does. She is this older woman who would ride her bike around the colony, and she would have a basket in the front of her bike where she would always have a duck. And her whole thing is she would drive to parks and feed all of the ducks. And she also had a duck as a pet. And she would also ride her bike to the Sonic, the local Sonic, mm-hmm. and get something for her duck.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where she lived. I don't know where she came from.
Where she came from?
I don't.
Okay. She's at, okay. I don't want to talk too bad about her because she passed away, but she was kind of a menace.
How so?
Okay. She thought she owned the world when it comes to the roads. She would ride her bike.
Don't all bikers do?
Yeah.
Bikers.
Ugh.
Bicyclists,
yeah. No, she literally thought she was God on that bike.
Oh my gosh.
She would make traffic stop for her in the middle of a busy street. She would get mad at you if you didn't stop for her. She would flip you off. She would cuss at you. She was not a nice lady.
But she had that duck though.
But she had the duck. It's so crazy that like, because I remember talking about this with people in high school. Like, there was this one guy that ran up to me one time after walking home from school. And he's like, dude, I just got yelled at by the freaking duck lady. She told the duck to get me and stuff like that. And he's like, she was like cussing at me. And she was like yelling at the duck. And the duck started squawking at me and everything. And
I was like,
oh my gosh.
It sounds like that guy's exaggerating.
No, seriously. No, but here, I have my own story involving her.
Okay.
I was going to school with my dad, and this is when right before I got my car when I was 16. there was a point in time where we had a fancy McDonald's. Do you remember the fancy McDonald's? It was a beautiful McDonald's. It was extravagant. The queen herself came and built the McDonald's. And that's what it looked like. It literally was what it looked like. So we're sitting at that intersection. The light turns green. The cars are starting to move. I'm in the front. My dad's driving. She comes along with her bike, with her freaking duck in the basket, like she always had. And she just started driving and riding her bike in front of the cars.
Wow.
In the middle of a green intersection, people going like 50.
Oh, gosh.
And we all stopped and honked at her. She got off her bike and flipped us off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe she just didn't know any better.
She probably, that's another reason why I think she had something mentally
maybe
wrong with her. But that was, she goes down in history as being the colony duck lady.
She was well known around the colony. I've passed by her so many times. I've seen her at Sonic. I've driven past her. But my closest experience was me driving, or not driving, I was jogging around Five Star. Mm-hmm. And she was riding her bike around Five Star as well. And it was very awkward because I jogged past her as she was stopped. And as soon as I kind of like ran past her, she started cycling. So the speed of her cycling was like the same speed of me jogging. So she was at a constant pace behind me. So I was like constantly like jogging and looking over my shoulder. And I'm like, oh God, please. Like she's like,
today's the day.
I don't want to go like this, please. Duck and all.
Oh, dude, that's also nightmare fuel. You got being chased by a giraffe and being chased by the colony duck lady. Which one's scarier?
That was my closest experience. And I purposely deviated from my path just so I could not run by her.
Yeah, I would have too. Okay, you mentioned the colony creeper.
Okay, yeah, so the colony creeper, this was a few years back. I think we were in middle school? Maybe freshman year.
This was high school because I remember having met you and already having a group of friends.
Oh, wow. So that was senior year.
Literally 2016, yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. Are you sure?
Maybe a year before, so it might have been junior year.
Anyway, in the past, there's this whole thing everyone was talking about. They were talking about the colony creeper. So apparently, this was the original story, and then here's like the police report that came out about everything. But the original story was that someone was walking into people's homes and standing in their master bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Watching them sleep.
Just watching them sleep. Mm-hmm. There's multiple cases of like a similar person walking into people's homes and doing that. So eventually he got the moniker of the colony creeper. And
I remember everybody was just like, watch out, the colony creeper is going to be in your bedroom tonight.
Yeah. And then like me and my friends would make the joke. We're like, oh man, we got the colony creeper. What does Little Elm have? The Little Elm Leaper. He leaps from building to building or something. That was like our joke. But apparently it was a dude that was like, I don't know, it could be a rumor, but what I've heard apparently is that there's a guy who's just on heavy drugs. And I forgot what specific drug it was, but it basically caused him to wander, and he would just wander into people's homes, and he would just be drugged out of his mind. I don't think he even had any like really ill intent about anything, but he was just so drugged out of his mind that he would just walk into other people's homes.
Dude,
I don't know what you heard, but
what I heard was a lot scarier and a lot more of a like pedo thing.
Well, I mean, that's what everyone likes to think, because if you have a dude standing in your master bedroom watching you sleep, you're going to automatically assume he's like a pedophile or rapist or something.
I remember one of the biggest things where the cops were getting involved was a little girl had woken up and there was a man standing in her room in the colony. You know how traumatizing that is for somebody?
Extremely.
Like, even for a grown adult. Like, I would not feel safe in my home.
Oh, no.
I would have to move.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, that guy's just standing there, drugged out or not, standing in there in front of a child, doing that to a child.
Yeah, I don't think he knew what he was doing, because I don't think he had any, like, super criminal allegation. It was mainly breaking and entering. But anyway, besides that dude, was there anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of several people. There's one dude. I don't know if he's weird. Maybe he's just like a unique guy. But he wears two GoPros, one on his chest, one on his helmet. And he rides around on one of those hoverboards. And he's got a beard. I see him everywhere.
Really?
He just rides on this hoverboard. Like,
and he's just GoProing.
Yeah, and he's just GoProing. Like when I say hoverboard, I mean like that. It's one big wheel, mm-hmm. and he like bounces on it, mm-hmm. and you could like increase the speed using your foot, and he just rides around on that thing. I've seen mm-hmm. that dude, and then there was another guy. He's a heavier set dude, long hair,
purple. He wears purple.
Yeah, he wears purple.
Guitar?
Yeah, and he has yes. a guitar, and he wears like a top hat.
Yes.
He's like a Slash that went to too many buffets and it didn't become famous.
No, that's literally what he looks like. He looks like he got kicked to the curb from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, he was the first tryout before Slash.
They're just like, okay, now we know what we want, but it's not this guy. Then Slash. No, but that guy, like Jason said, he rides a bike too. Mm. He rides a bike. He always wears this purple capish thing.
It's very strange.
Top hat, and always has a guitar strapped to his back.
He looks like a magician.
Literally looks like a traveling musical magician. But funny story about that guy. I was in the local thrift store in the colony. And apparently, this guy always comes into the thrift store and buys a necklace. Like every week.
Hmm.
So weird. And I walked in there while he was buying, you know, one of his necklaces. He literally stood there in the same place for hours trying to decide which one he was going to get.
Hmm.
I don't freaking know, man.
Maybe he didn't have that much money.
And maybe, I don't know.
His thing is just necklaces.
He just loves necklaces, man. Okay, there's one more person that I'm thinking of. And like, why is the colony full of weirdos, man?
The colony is in this very weird in-between where we're surrounded by all these affluent, richer neighborhoods.
Okay, yes.
And we're like almost there, but not really.
No, we were literally the dirt of Frisco's boot for a long time.
Oh yeah, we still kind of are.
We still kind of are.
I mean, I don't technically live in the colony.
Yeah, no, we're getting better. We've got a bunch of stuff. Anyways, who cares about the geographical or socioeconomic status of the colony?
But I do. But I care.
There's one guy, and I remember this guy's been on the news.
Mm.
He drove around in a Ford Ranger or like some Dodge truck. It was covered front to back every inch with the decals.
Oh yeah.
Shiny metal decals. Mm-hmm. That thing was literally a death trap because if any beam of light hit that car, it was shining right in your face and it would probably cause something. And you know the things that you can buy from like AutoZone where it's like you peel it off and it's like a little hood ornament decal that you stick on the paint and it's mm-hmm. really sticky.
Mm-hmm.
He bought thousands of those.
Yeah, every inch of the exterior of his car was covered.
Yeah. So I haven't heard about this guy for a little while. I actually saw him a couple days ago.
Okay. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's not driving his truck. Oh. He retired his truck.
Really?
He's driving a Chrysler 3000 or 300 and it is covered front to back, every inch with decals.
Oh my gosh.
And they're not just specific decals. Not like any type of decals. They're all marine decals.
Interesting.
I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if he just really likes decals or if he's trying to make a statement about something. Maybe he's an ex-Marine. Maybe
he just wants a lot of attention.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know. People are weird, man.
Yeah, I remember that guy. I would specifically remember seeing him every 4th of July because he would have these flags and he would purposely want to drive around so everyone would see his car. I totally remember that. Is there anyone else that we're missing?
I can't. Me? No.
450 pounds covered in tattoos.
3'5".
You're getting shorter, fatter, and just covered in tattoos.
No. I think the colony is just a weird place, man.
It is. Anyway, what was the would you rather for this one? Did we even answer that?
Did we go into that was the donkey or a giraffe? Wow, we took that one really far.
Oh, yeah, because we talked about me being the giraffe.
Obviously okay. Giraffe. Obviously
giraffe.
Okay. Next one.
That was a tangent. That was a tangent and a half.
Yeah. Would you rather every shirt you ever wear be kind of itchy? Or only be able to use one ply toilet paper.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't be the office steamer with one ply toilet paper. Actually, yes, I can.
Yeah, you can.
Wait, no, okay, reiterate that again.
Okay. Would you rather every shirt you ever wear be slightly itchy? So it's not like, it's not like enough to where it's like, oh my gosh, I have to take the shirt off.
Unbearable.
But like every single, like almost every now and then, it's kind of itchy and it kind of bugs you a little bit.
It's annoying enough.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, it's not annoying enough to throw the shirt away or get a new shirt. But every single shirt you wear is like that. So like you can't get away from it.
I would probably regret it, but I would do one ply toilet paper.
No.
I would I would have to fold up.
You can't.
I would have to fold up more.
Dude, then you're wasting and then you're not being a good steward of your money.
Oh my gosh. It'd be worth it cuz I would have to. I don't want
one
the
itch. One ply toilet paper doesn't cut it.
I don't want the itch. Dude, don't they only use one ply toilet paper in like elementary schools and high schools? Like we've grown up with that. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, it's bad, but
I remember literally wadding up the toilet paper around my hand like it was like a boxing glove.
If that's how you wipe, you punch yourself.
No. I'm just saying, like, you know what you do? You wrap it around
like
your hand.
Yeah, like a boxer. You wrap it around your hand and then you just get
oh my gosh, dude. You're weird. No.
That's you, buddy.
Anyways, no. I think it is super wasteful. I can bear with a little bit of itch. I could bear a little bit of itch.
I feel like that would get too annoying. I guess it would depend on how much the itch is.
Dude, there's nothing better than that Charmin Ultra Plus, man. It's like rubbing a cloud on your butt.
Okay, so you're like super... Okay, are you the kind of guy that's like super intentional about their toilet paper?
No, no. I just can't do one ply because... for obvious reasons.
Yeah, it's, I guess you're right.
I'm not a healthy guy. I'm just going to say it right now. Oh. I'm not very healthy.
Okay. What does that
mean?
So
much to the point, one ply toilet paper is nothing to me.
Oh, I think I kind of know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. This is getting weird.
Okay, anyway, I guess I would do the itch then. You've convinced me.
Thank you. Thanks for once agreeing with me. Okay, how long have we been going?
It's only been about 37 minutes. Right
37.
Now.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this podcast. Let's throw it to Anchor. All right. Thank you, Anchor, for that.
We're back.
Beautiful segment there. All right, Jason, we're going to keep it rolling because there's, can you not?
Oh, sorry.
Just sipping water in the mic.
Water.
It's a no-no.
Freaking, no twists and teases.
Freaking guitarists, man.
Why?
You guys don't know how to act with mics.
I just love hearing my own voice.
Us singers, man. You know.
Okay, singers love hearing their own voice.
That's true. I love hearing my own voice.
Ugh, okay. Yeah. All right.
See, that just sounded great in my ears.
Yeah, I can't pretend to play the guitar.
Yeah.
Anyway.
are you saying I pretend to sing?
No. You completely took that the wrong way. Okay, because vocalists are able to just go, yeah, yeah. But I can't go ding ding dong ding ding like
you just
stupid.
Did it though.
Yeah, but I didn't want to
just throw a nasty breakdown.
Okay, anyways,
all right, we're gonna keep,
so dumb.
We're gonna keep the would you rather going. 42. This is question 42, not this is, I don't know why I read that. This is 42 on the website that I'm reading. We haven't read 42 questions, but I've just been going willy-nilly.
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
Willy-nilly.
Would you rather have to read aloud every word you read or sing everything you say out loud?
Ah. Both of those would be so annoying. I would do read everything out loud. Because singing would get really annoying and no one would want to be my friend. Because it'd be so annoying. Like, you'd be, hey, man, go get those beers. Yeah. Want to play some Warzone after
especially
work?
Especially since you can't sing, I would really hate that.
Oh, that'd be so bad. Like,
but that's literally living with a theater person.
Is it your brother in theater?
My brother and my sister.
Oh, so is it like, do they just break out in the song and dance like
for
at the dinner
some
table?
Reason? My brother and sister are the least talkative people on this planet.
I can attest to that because, one, I've never seen your sister in person.
She lives in her room.
Or only one time. And it was for like a brief second and I didn't know who she was. She was just like a random...
You weren't
like,
supposed to see her. She walked out and she went... she went back into her cave.
She crawled back to where she came from. Yeah, that's your sister. And then your brother. I've tried to make him like actually have a conversation. but he just doesn't talk. And I'm like, dude, stop being boring.
It's like my father.
Talk to me. He just doesn't say anything. Yeah, your dad does nothing but just stare. Well,
that's
no,
not, that's not true.
Your
he's
dad's
better.
Opened up to me. I hugged him one time, and we also had a conversation.
That was the scariest moment of your life.
It was. I was sweating. I was like, oh, no, no, please don't hurt me.
My dad's a very intimidating man, but you just got to get under his fleshy skin. anyways, all right.
Yeah, I would rather read everything out loud.
I don't know, man. I feel like it'd just be fun to have a musical every day, you know?
You would get sick of it. I guarantee
you. Oh, I guarantee you I would.
Hey, it would be good practice every day. For singing.
But imagine you're like working and you're reading.
You would have to get a theater job.
No, I'm talking about for the other.
Oh.
What if you're confidential information?
Oh yeah. Dang.
Like you're just like, read social security number 570-66-4993.
You just said your social.
No, that's not my social. It's probably somebody's.
You just said your social.
That is not
I'm
my
looking
social.
At your card right now. Everyone write that down. Write that down.
It's probably some Joe Schmo, you know? I don't even think I gave the right amount of numbers. Anyways, but like, you know, like HIPAA.
Yeah, HIPAA stuff. I'm not too near any of that.
Or even for FINRA, like financial regulation stuff.
Ouch.
Like I'm technically not allowed to write anything at my house because I work from home. I'm really not allowed to read anything or write anything down on paper. Mm. It has to stay on the company computer. Mm. It's a bunch of weird stuff, but like, dude, you could get in a lot of trouble if you have to read everything out loud. Or like, what if you're like playing a game that causes you to be like secretive? And then, or like the game Werewolf.
Oh yeah.
You know, you read it, Werewolf.
Yeah, like
you're like, ah, dang it, Isaac, you suck.
Yeah, you have to read your identity or whatever in the game or keep it a secret and you just read it out loud to everyone. Yeah, so that would suck, but I would rather do that.
Or even think about going on a date. First time.
You start reading off the
menu. but you don't know what you want. You've never been there, so you have to read everything. Single thing. And then your date's just like, what the frick is wrong with this dude?
Fried chicken, $12. Just go down the list.
This chicken is sauteed in a special marinade. Chef's choice.
$12.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is so funny. Would you rather be unable to move your body every time it rains or not be able to stop moving while the sun is out?
Oh. I would definitely... Oh, like nonstop moving.
Like what kind of movement? Is it just like subtle? Or is it like flailing? Like what...
Okay, the sun is out a lot more than it... like. When it rains, obviously.
Dude, you could exhaust yourself so much, though.
Okay, but I'd be fit, and I would get a lot done because you can't stop moving.
That's true.
But then again...
But does it count if you're inside or if not?
I don't stop moving anyway.
That's true.
My leg is always shaking.
Your leg.
Oh, doing it right now.
Yeah, it's really annoying. I've been starting to do it, too. There's been times where you and I get in sync. We sync when we do it, and the people are just looking at us like, you guys are freaking weird.
Yeah, we like, sync up.
Yeah, just like
how you sync up with those other diabetics.
No. The cheeseburgers.
Yeah, two diabetics have a kid.
That's a cheeseburger. Anyway. Jason Logic there.
That's okay, but that was another podcast.
But that was...
Episode 9.
Yeah, episode 9, The Forbidden Tangent. Go ahead and listen to it if you haven't.
Don't listen to that.
No, listen to it. Jason hates it for some reason. I don't know why. Yes. But just imagine how funny it would be if you're like... just walking around with friends outside or something, and then like out of nowhere it just starts raining
and you just collapse
and you just freeze. Like, you can't move.
Oh, like, so you'd have to have really good friends like, oh dang it, it's raining, let's get him out of here.
Yeah, seriously. Or they're just like, ah, screw the guy, just let him rain, you know, let it rain.
The
on him.
Rain makes me not want to move anyway. That's like true. It just completely like chills me out. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do anything.
A nice storm just makes you want to lay out in bed and
read a book.
Screw that.
Sorry.
Make music.
Inject insulin.
You know, yeah.
I would probably do the sun one.
Yeah. I would. That'd be so funny. Just as soon as you instantly touch sunlight, you just start flailing.
Oh. All right, let's do a couple more of these.
Okay. Would you rather have all dogs try to attack you when they see you or all birds try to attack you when they see you?
Oh, no. Okay, the odds of you running into more than one dog is limited depending on where you are at, mm-hmm. but the odds of you at least getting attacked by at minimum 4 birds at a time.
Okay. Throwing it back to the colony again.
Oh, you're dead.
One thing the colony is known for.
Bird poop lane.
No, seriously. Walmart has... Okay, what type of birds are these? What are these ugly black pigeons. Birds?
Are they pigeons?
No. What are these ugly black birds crows. That we see on the... They're not crows. They're like the Texas bird. They're like the rodent bird of Texas. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm pretty sure they're pigeons.
They are not pigeons, dude.
Okay, the ones in Walmart are pigeons, I'm pretty sure.
They're not pigeons. They are all those black birds that are always squawking and... Mm. You know what I'm talking about? You know which birds I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know what birds you're talking about, but there's I don't know
what
kind.
There's literally millions of them.
Mm, yeah, there's a ton.
It looks like a black... Okay, you know like in those sci-fi movies when a big black cloud is flying through the sky and it's coming at you? Literally what it looks like.
Yeah, it actually got so bad to the point where... the city was doing like that artificial cannon,
yeah.
like loud noise yeah. to scare them off.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, dude, what's crazy. Scarier? A pack of dogs or a pack of birds?
Okay, well, it's like occasionally when I go for a run, like I pass someone who's walking one dog. Yeah, that would want to attack me. I could get away with that. I don't really run into strays, but there's always birds above me. And if you think about it, if you're driving your car, you're going to be passing birds. Imagine them just... nose diving into your car, like they get into attack formation, and yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude,
I would not want to deal with that.
Have you ever had a bird like try to just run right into your windshield?
I had a flock of birds fly really low for some reason. They weren't taking off, and they flew right into my car, and I basically ran into them. Like I hit the brakes, and they got out of the way at the last second. But I thought to myself, what if I didn't brake? What if I just went faster?
That blood would be on your hands, and they'd have a vendetta against you, and then they would want to kill you.
Well, birds aren't real, so.
Oh, that's true. So really, the question should say, would you rather have all dogs try to attack you or all government drones try to attack you when they see you?
You guys need to go look up the movement. Birds aren't real. Just go check it out.
It's hilarious.
Just Google it on the internet.
So funny.
Anyway.
I don't know.
I would totally do the dog.
I honestly think, I don't know, man. I don't know because I don't feel like birds can do that much damage. Plus, you can fight a little better.
Mm.
But like, dude, what are the off chances that you pass a freaking, I don't know, like a freaking pit bull sanctuary? Or, you know what I'm talking about?
The odds of that are very low.
No, it's not because people
a pit
breed
bull sanctuary.
People breed pit bulls.
Okay, but.
Or like, you know, or the training facilities for like pit bulls or like attack dogs.
Well, when do you think I'm going to go there? When would you think I would go there?
Who knows, man?
I would never.
What are the options?
Dog park.
All it takes is one.
There's a dog park in the colony with...
Hey, man, stop messing with my insulin.
No, sorry.
You trying to kill me or something?
Fondling your insulin.
Thanks. Fondle me, not my insulin.
I'm fondling the syringe.
Isaac in tears.
Isaac left his syringe on the table. There's a dog park in the colony with really nice restaurants, and now I wouldn't be able to go there anymore.
That would be so scary.
Oh yeah.
No,
like every dog.
The reason I would go against the dogs is because all it takes is one giant dog to freaking chomp on your neck.
Okay, but dude, think about how many birds are in like. A pack, or what do you call a pack of birds? A swarm?
Gaggle? No, that's a gaggle of geese.
No. And I know there's a murder of crows.
That's so...
Yeah, it's called a murder.
Who do we have to thank for that? Who called it that? Edgar Allan Poe?
No.
Is that the crow guy? Edgar Allan Poe?
Oh, he's a poet.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
All right, let's keep it going. Okay. Would you rather be compelled to high-five everyone you meet or be compelled to give wedgies to anyone in a green shirt?
Oh, my gosh.
You would have to give my girlfriend a wedgie right now because she's wearing a green shirt.
I'll do that anyway.
The frick? What the heck? You wouldn't?
That's kind of weird. Yeah, I would not do that.
I wouldn't. I'm trying to think of what would I do in that scenario. Do I laugh at her and be like, "Yeah, nerd, got him"? Or do I yell at you for wedging my girlfriend?
I mean...
Because I would
St. Patty's Day would be one heck of a day. I'll just say that.
You've got it marked on your calendar. It's circled.
It's circled in green.
That specific day.
Let me out on that day.
You're like, oh, the day of reckoning.
I'm just going to do a random like restaurant bar. I'm just running around like wedging everyone. I bet you I would be known as like that guy and people would accept me. They're like, oh, wedgie me next. Wedgie
bunch
guy.
Of drunk people on St. Patty's Day.
It becomes like a thing, a tradition. So I pull up to the function in my giraffe and I get off and I start giving everyone a wedgie.
Okay, but you know those people that are always trying to high five.
No.
Yeah, there's always those people that are always trying to high five in uncomfortable situations, and it's like, what if you walk into a funeral? Or like, what if you go to someplace that's like really bad or something happens and then you're just compelled to high five everyone?
You're like in the hospital and you have a family member like on their deathbed and you're just like
up top.
Yeah, that would be very off-putting, but I feel like you'd get in a lot more trouble if you were just giving people wedgies. You'd get beaten up 100%.
Like, you couldn't stop yourself. Trying to stop yourself. Your hands are just going forward. You're like, no, please. I can't stop. Run.
It's more natural giving someone a high five because you're like, oh, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. Just give them a high five. So what? And people are high fiving and fist bumping now more than ever because of COVID. No one wants to shake hands anymore. So I would do the high five.
What's the difference between shaking hands and high fiving?
There's not much of a difference, but it's just what everyone's doing now because they want less contact on their hands.
Yeah.
So I would do the high five.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather randomly time travel plus or minus 20 years every time you fart or teleport to a different place on Earth, on land, not water, every time you sneeze?
Both of those are absolutely terrible. I would definitely... a different place on Earth? Okay, at least I would be in the 21st century. Because sometimes you have like a trifecta fart. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Boy, what?
A trifecta.
What does that even mean?
You fart like three times in a row.
My gosh. So what would that be like? So you go forward 20, then back 20, then forward 20. So you're basically in the same spot?
Or I don't know. What if you like go back
60 years?
No, it's 20 each time. Yeah. So 60 years.
You find yourself in the 40s, mid World War II.
World War II?
40s, yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Freaking try to test me.
That'd be terrible.
World War II knowledge.
Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking. But
it's the Sunday. You haven't had your nap yet.
True. Yeah, I would much rather be in this time period. I would just sneeze and wake up in Croatia or something. Be like, I got to pay for another flight. Guess I'll be late to work on Monday.
God dang it.
I'll be late to work on Monday, boss. Sorry.
How would you keep yourself from sneezing though?
Or farting.
Like,
you have to fart or you will die. So I would try to prevent myself from sneezing.
That should be a movie.
Okay. I sneeze at work a lot. I don't know why. I think there's something in the room or maybe like dust or something. But I sneeze at work a lot. So I'm just imagining myself at my cubicle doing work. I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry, everyone. And then I sneeze and I'm like in Paris or something. And I'm like, there goes my work. That'd be very inconvenient, but I would do that one.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like you could just become the superhero of if you can learn to control your farts.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could.
You just walk around with Chipotle around the whole time.
Why would you be a hero? Why would you be a hero?
I don't know. You could be a hero somehow. Anybody can be a hero.
Fear not. I will save the day. Let me go 20 years back in time. Whoa. Wouldn't be able to do anything. That's my point.
I guess you're right. Yeah, that's not very heroic. That's kind of just inconvenient. Yeah,
help. He stole my purse. Fear not. I'll be back. You go 20 years into the future. Oh, no. You go like 40 years in the past, and then you fart your way back to the present. She's like, oh, where'd
you grab a crowbar.
Where'd you go? Oh, I stopped that man from being born, so you should have your purse.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts. okay, another one. Fart jokes. Here we go. I love it. Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or have to burp after every kiss?
Oh. After every kiss, how could you be intimate with anyone? Because you're like,
ask.
Like, no one wants, like, you, like, getting burped in your face while you're trying to be intimate.
Oh my god, yeah. Makeout sessions are for everyone. I didn't think about that. That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I was gonna say, ask my girlfriend, because sometimes after we kiss, I'm like,
oh.
Yeah, she hates me for it, but whatever.
Like, you would literally be burping in your significant other's mouth. So definitely not that.
Okay, oh no, but would you think about having a super serious conversation and then you just let one go?
So
dude, this is literally your brother. This is geography, Joel, man. It's like, dude, you're having like a serious conversation. Someone died, or like you're having like a counseling session with somebody, or, you know, anything like that. And it's just like, yeah, man, I really can't. Like, they're talking about how sad their life is, or they're talking about like how bad, you know, things have been going for them. And you're just like,
oh my gosh,
right in the middle of it. It's going to make it's going to ruin your professional career.
I mean, it would.
Okay, what about your freaking job? Hey, I need a raise.
I would, you know what? I would have to do the fart, because for my future significant other, I would not want the intimacy ruined by burping in each other's faces. So I would have to deal with the fart. Wait a minute. So if you apply that to like a relationship, when you pop the question right after that, you literally just like you just.
Oh, I can see that being such a problem down later. Like, he can't be serious with me, and it's like you have to have like marriage counseling or something like that. And like,
I swear it's not my fault.
Yeah, whatever, Ron. Or, you know, and it's like you can't help but stop laughing at it either, because obviously, dude.
You would have to have a really good woman that's like that would kind of think it's funny and get used to it.
You'd have to have a bruh girl.
That's what?
A bruh girl.
A bruh?
Bruh girl. You don't know that? So there's two types of girls. There's the bruh girl, and then there's the girly girl.
Okay.
The bruh girl is like, yeah, what's up? And it's like, you know, you know, that type of.
That's a man.
It's bruh. No, but it's the bruh girl. You know, okay, she's kind of like with the boys. You know, she can.
Okay.
Kind of like that. Sure. But a girly girl is like.
Don't fart. Don't burn.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like
I like a girly girl. Mm. Which one's yours?
Which one's my girl?
Yeah.
Gosh, I almost said something that was. She was completely. She would completely tear my head off if
say
I said
it.
This. No.
Say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
This is the temper tangent.
No, she's going. She would literally cry if I put this out.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to embarrass her like
don't.
That. She's a girly girl.
Oh, okay.
She's a girly girl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you don't want to embarrass her, but she's a bruh girl. So I'm like, does she just fart all the time or something? You don't have to say anything. He's giving me a look right now. Okay. Girly girl.
No,
got
okay.
It.
Okay. Dude, I don't know how much longer we can keep it. This is so funny.
Okay. Yeah. I think this is a good stopping point. Okay. Yes. Well, it's not a good stopping point, but we are going to stop here anyway. This is getting weird.
Bruh, girls. Oh, that's how we're going to end that one. Okay. Well, okay. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Next week, I think we might have a couple special guests.
We actually have a lot of people that want to be on the show, and we have a lot of room to have people on the show.
Surprise to us.
Yeah, surprise to us. I mean, it'll make it more fun. So yeah, next episode we'll try to have someone on. Just as a reminder, reach out to us on temper_tangent on Instagram or email us at tempertangentpodcast@gmail.com. for whatever reason at all.
Yeah.
We actually did have someone hit us up on Instagram to do something. Maybe we'll
something
do that sometime.
Like that. Yeah. We'll see. Or you could just text Jason at 972.
No. No.
I actually don't know your number.
You're getting close, buddy.
Do you know mine?
No.
Exactly.
Okay.
How close of friends are we?
If I don't know your remember number. Really anyone's phone number besides my parents.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
I don't even know my girlfriends. Anyways, well, hey, thanks so much for listening to this week's. Please tune in next week. We'll have a fun one.
Yep.
And if there's anything you'd like us to talk about, hit us up.
Yep.
And we are going to sign off today. He's been Jason.
And he's been Isaac.
And we like to fart in uncomfortable situations.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.